And you were talking about the physicians and how they pretty much just blew you off and blew the kids off, right?
No, physicians were supporting me. The doctors were supporting me. The native
Sorry.
first, the native, I hope I'm being clear, the native Indian Children's Aid blew them off. The doctors were supporting me. They're saying, this is baloney. We're doctors. I mean, who knows doctors? I mean, doctors are trained for 8 or 9 years, and they're not going to support me. If they see a problem, they're going to say, hey, we see a problem. They're not going to support me because, hey, Jeff's a nice guy. They're going to, the best interest of the children. You know,
Right.
they have an oath, and
Okay.
they came up and supported me and wrote letters, and this is all ignored. Now, all this, even this is so, I haven't even gotten to, is during all this time, is they're trying to blackmail me. They want me to sign legal papers giving co-legal custody to the grandmother, and what it's saying, you give co-legal custody, we'll give your children back. If I had signed the papers, I would have had my children back in 2 weeks, not 2 years, but I refused. And all during all that time, I mean, tell me, that's blackmail. Here's, and even he, it was beautiful. My lawyer was laughing because he said they fell into your trap because they came out in public and said, give co-legal custody. I mean, what is doing, what am I thinking about abandoning your children? It's give co-legal custody. And what he's saying is, why should one side win or the other? Well, I mean, they're saying right there, it's not for me. Executive, they're saying this is a fight. They said one side or the other wins. Why should one side or the other win? I mean, it's really ridiculous. It's my belief that my plans to remove my children from the reserve, and I had to move Toronto, cause the band to panic and apprehend them, and hold them hostage for over 2 years.
Right. It's exactly what they did. I just got a few more call, I mean not callers, but some listeners that just came in. The ratings have been fluctuating here, but it just went back up. So if there's anybody out there that would like to call in here on the 26th May 2014 at 8:24 p.m. Pacific time, please do call in at 707-701-3325. There you go. And if you'd like to ask Jeff any type of questions about his dilemmas, what he went through, his involvement with Cass, anything that you would like to talk about, he will, he's already told me that he would try to answer all questions. So please do. At any rate, please continue, Jeff. And I know it's getting real kind of loud and obnoxious out there, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to try to keep them down. Like I said, I'm an internet cafe, and there's a bunch of
Right.
boys playing gaming here. So, boys will be boys.
Aha. Oh, okay. Harmless. Gotcha. But my goodness, I mean, talk about like a tug of war here. And they just put you through the coals for like 2 freaking years. 2 years too long. How were your children afterwards? Were they okay?
Yeah, they're okay. It's been hard on them too. They've had some paths, and like, I mean, once in a while they get upset, and they ever get mad and say, you killed my mother, and then after they feel terrible, and it's not their fault. They're kind of brainwashed, and that's child abuse to say that. To try to get them, first thing to try to get my children to hate me and cause problems. That is terrible.
It's similar to parental alienation is what it is,
Yeah,
and
that's what I said.
toxic
Hey, pass.
parenting.
Yeah, parental alienation. That's what it is. Yeah, I'm still reading up a lot about it, so I'm still learning about that. But that's been a lot to deal with. It's been a lot to deal. Like here
Sure.
now, this is okay. After I got my children back, we got them in Guelph, Ontario, and get this, how crazy it was. We got a support there at the time, and I went to the doctors, social workers, children's aid, everybody after, and I'm saying, hey, I need your help. You guys are professional. Even after I went, I said, look, come on, I want you guys come over help. We still got a lot to deal with, And they sat down with the case. So imagine this. You got another children's aid saying, look, the children saying, this, what they said about your dad is lies and bad. And the police sat down with them too. And they said, look, kids, if this had happened in the city, there'd be people in jail. they would have been arrested for what happened. This is, and they told the kids that, you know, and in counseling, a lot of the kids had to hear that. You know, police sat down too and said, look, you know, when someone reports you with dad, it's all baloney. You know, they're trying to cause that, and it was really terrible. And my it caused a lot of trauma and a lot of problems. You know, and my son had a lot of problems going to school. He was scared to go because he was scared about being kidnapped. I had to have children's aid workers, police come and pick him up and take him to school to make him try to feel safe. And the school had a safety plan in place in case anybody came down with First Nation. And one time they had a call, they said the school was in a lockdown and there was an incursion. So I've been away, so, you know, I'm racing. I didn't have a car time. I jump in a taxi and race to the school and see what happened. And my son had thought he saw someone from the reserve, and then they got all the kids in and checked things down, but it ended up being someone that wasn't involved. But you know, it was but you know, that's went through, and it really, really caused a lot of problem. And after going through, my son wasn't able to go to school for about a 3-month period. He had he was housebound. He was scared to leave the house. He was, you know, feeling safe. He just only felt safe in the house, and he wouldn't go out for 3 months. And that's based on the trauma from parental alienation syndrome. That's caused by that, by, you know, all that. That caused a lot of trauma on a boy, because he's a little guy, and being told this about his father, and, you know, kids. Right. I never say anything bad about the grandmother to make him feel your grandmother's bad. I never say that, but he feels bad and torn. I mean, it's hard. It's terrible.
Yeah, just to let you know, there is a insert or I have on my mission statement on Gentleman's Forum website, to where if you look down, one of the last paragraphs talks a little bit in detail about parental alienation, and below that I actually have a reference source to where it comes from, well, a substantiated source to where you can click on it and it'll come right up, bring you to a website, and you can check out in detail what parental alienation is about, a good introduction to it. So you're more than welcome to take that.
Yeah, I belong to some forums. I'm learning about that. You said you had some emails from some listeners.
Just a message, and they were kind of confused, just about them saying that you killed, that they are falsely accusing you of killing your wife for her death, and they wanted to know what the outcome was for that, and they were feeling bad for you because you're having to deal with all that, but they just wanted to know what the outcome was. They didn't quite catch that part, but we know that you're good now, and I mean, you didn't, nothing happened to you.
Yeah. So, so everything comes back, and in the meantime, I got married to a Peruvian lady here in Peru, and I went down to Peru with my kids for the wedding and came back, and then we're back in Canada, so we're about 2 years after I had returned my kids, and I went out early one morning to throw my trash like I did every morning, early in the morning, about 6 o'clock in the morning, and I don't know, six, somewhere before, 5:30, it's hard to remember sometime, and I was attacked by some native men and put in the hospital from some of my injuries. It was terrible, and they were really upset, the children with me, and taken away from the culture, and it was a really fast beating. I mean, I get hurt real bad, but I got roughed up pretty good, but I didn't feel everything right away, so right away I got back to the house, I locked the door, so I called 911, and police were there in a short while. Never found the guys. They looked for the guys, never found them. So, and my children were sleeping, and so they were taking me to the hospital. I said, hey, you know, I can't leave my kids here, you know, and they're going. So We woke up the kids, you know, so that traumatized the kids. They're waking up, you know, got about 10 police officers in the house, wake up the kids, get them dressed, call some friends, and take the kids in a police car to our friend's house. And the police had about two or three cars following us to make sure there's no one following, you know. So there's no one knew where the kids and me were going. So we went, dropped off the kids, and then they took me to the hospital. And I was in there for the morning or a good part of the day. Then I got released and got my kids. So and so this is getting terrible. You know, I'm getting attacked. You know they threaten me, and you know what are you gonna do? This is nuts. So children were really upset. They were crying. They were shaking. My son was so nervous he was puking after that. I mean, he had to go out after this that happened, and now 2 years later, this comes up again. So, you know, I had the wife in Peru, so the option of going there. So I talked to social workers and counselor, and they said they had agreed and advised, you know, it'd be a good idea to go for a period of time to Peru and things cool down, and good for the children's emotional well-being and my physical safety. And so we went for the Peru, and how even they supported me. I mean, I had people going, I was going to the Children's Aid for first. I was going to every resource there was because I got a lot on my plate. And I tell you that I have nothing bad to say about Guelph Children's Aid. They were fantastic. They even drove me and the kids multiple times to the travel clinic to get our needles to go to Peru and help me, you know, the kids to get their needles and relax them. You know, we get all our, you know, you gotta make sure you're, you know, being safe, and then we all get our immunizations and shots to go and travel and all that. So
yeah, be careful of those nowadays. Those, especially in other countries, especially here in the U.S., they're actually adding certain things, certain chemicals, and I'm at the point where I don't even trust immunizations at this point, and I specialize in healthcare management.
Okay, we'll agree to disagree on that one.
Well, sure.
for another day, that'd be a good discussion, but for another day. But anyway, so two months later after this happened, and so I'm like, what am I gonna do? And I had a really great friend in the United States named Ray, and I'm keeping in touch, and called me up and sent me an email one day. He says, look, you guys got to go to Peru. And he sent me tickets for me and my two children to go to Peru. And he said, you know, paid for it all. Here's go, you know, get on the plane, go next week. Don't worry about it. You know, go. And I was just overwhelmed. And, you know, and so we went, and I had, you know, a couple of the other offers to help the tickets. So we get out of Peru. Unfortunately, what happened in Peru is it didn't work out with my wife there at the time. I got separated and then and divorced. Shortly after that.
Okay.
But we decided to stay here in Peru. I've been on. We're still on visitor's visa. We have no legal status, residential. We're still Canadian residents, you know, for tax purposes. We're extended visitors for a long time, and we've been here for nearly 4 years, over 4 years now. We're visitors, and I was working online for some various companies, doing my own little business over my laptop computer up till last fall, until I gave up the ghost. And
got a question for you. You have a website to where you're trying to get donations to about the next event here. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay, I did this. A friend of mine did this. This is my website. A friend of mine. I have a great friend. His name's Steve J. Cowan, in outside of Toronto here, in Ontario, Canada. And he and I got another friend, Enrique Martinez in Florida. He originally was going to do this, to do this fundraising. Some other friends had seen some news in the media and told us about it, and gave some ideas. And he was going to do a fundraising, but he was from the United States, and he wasn't able to organize it. It was a little complicated, so he had to step back, and my friend Steve Cowan stepped in. be fundraising Canadian dollars, and it's on a site called GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com, and everything we listed here is it's over 5,100 words are listed here, but in a chronological order, everything listed, the whole story. And also for some people, there's always people here, you know, got a question, skeptical, and says, now this sounds too crazy to be true. There's some links here to the newspaper articles and the stories. There's two different links. FixCS.com, which is an organization that aims to reform Children's Aid Society in Province, Ontario. It's safe and virus-free, and they have all the media links. And it's entitled Indian Steel Babies from White Man. And right down it, also we have a place called Canada Court Watch News website. And it has the original Globe and Mail story on there, too.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing that. And just to let you know, on the side note, I do have the link that goes to your donation site, the GoFundMe, I believe it is. I've already put that in with the blog, so yeah. I've sent that out to many groups, so I've certainly passed out the word to probably about a good 10 to 20,000 people. So definitely hope that serves its justice, and you can get some help there. Let's see what happens.
Hey, Tim, but, my 17-year-old daughter, Hannah, just came here for a minute. She just wants to say hello. Can she say hello to you there?
Absolutely.
Okay, here's Hannah. And his name is Timmy. Hi.
Hello, Hannah.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Hannah. How are you?
I'm fine, and how are you?
I am doing fantastic, thank you. Hello from Peru. You're all the way in Peru, right?
Yeah, we're in Peru, Chiclayo, Peru.
Yeah, we're in the USA. Good to meet you. And God bless you.
Nice to meet you, too.
All right, well, you take care, okay?
Okay, you too.
All right, thank you, Hannah.
Okay, you're welcome. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Quite all right.
Okay, goodbye. Goodbye.
Pretty neat stuff, huh?
I think my daughter was a little bit shy there.
It's all right. She had a little bit of courage. That's
yeah,
right.
She was a little shy. She was tongue-tied after that. I was like, you know, what do I say? But you're not shy. Yeah, you're shy.
It's quite all right.
Okay, she said, okay, what are you saying, huh?
I'm not shy because I lived in Peru. I'm not a shy person.
Yeah.
No, okay. I believe you. I believe you.
Okay,
and
we believe you.
Thanks for talking.
Okay, that's good. See, love you too, my girl. Yeah, good. Bless.
She sounds adorable.
Oh, she's cutie pie. Yeah, she's really wonderful. Both my kids have a university reading level. I'm a bookworm, and my kids are bookworms, so they're very well read.
Very nice. Very well. There was another question I was going to ask you. I can't recall at this time, but yeah, I'm glad that at least you have your children there with you. Is that correct?
Yes, my children are with me, yes.
Wonderful. That's amazing. So are you trying to get the funds here to go back to Canada by any chance?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. I'll certainly pass out the word again on GoFundMe and see what we can shake up here. And that'll pretty much conclude our session here, our segment here tonight. And I really appreciate it. I mean, you had to kind of like battle the noise and trying to concentrate and tell your story and... Yeah. You know, all that in once, so you got some good, I mean, Fortitude, really. I mean, and I appreciate you talking about your case being personal. You gave some phenomenal information here, and I hope that our listeners are intrigued and that they benefit. So, wow. If you have any other type of updates in the future, by all means, I would love